I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Bring it up, Rick. Another one of our favorite musical beds, Chris, which gets to a really weird part right now. Strange. But we love it.
Where are we getting these beats?
Yes. Rick, where do we get these beats?
We have a Audacy-approved non-copyright music site that we can go to, so... I just go for a search term and then rifle through stuff.
You are picking the correct royalty-free beats.
Wait till you hear the... Oh, you were on the show? Yeah,
I've heard the dope-ass beat. Yeah, I've heard it.
Which is, in the history of, like, actual dope-ass beats, but, like, it's, like, actually, like, nowhere close. It's actually terrible, which I think is, honestly, is part of its charm. You, dear listener and dear viewer, listening on Audacy stations nationwide as part of BetQL on the Audacy app, audacy.com, and on youtube.com/Audacy Sports. You will hear the dope ass beat next hour, which is the power hour on You Better You Bet, featuring all our bets for tonight. Major League Baseball, BetQL's five-star plays. Vic Chauksy going to join with his take on the 3M. 20 minutes from now, Anthony Amico from Establish the Run going to join us, giving us some plays, NBA draft player props, NBA draft 1 week from today. But right now on the show, let's talk some college football. SEC media days in full swing, Texas Oklahoma rumors running rampant. Let's talk about how we can make some money on this upcoming college football season. And to do that, we welcome in the great Michael Felder, who is on Twitter at In the Bleachers, college football analyst for Stadium. Michael, welcome to You Better You Bet with Nick and Chris Ranji here on a Thursday on BetQL. How you doing?
Man, I'm doing as best I can, right? It's a little bit warm here in Chicago. You guys can see I'm in the garage studio. So we got the jackets hanging up over here. We got the RC Cola. We got a light that I just can't figure out how to shut down. So how are you guys?
We're doing okay. We may not be doing as well as Oklahoma and Texas are doing right now because they think they're going to have a new conference here in the near future. What do you think about this entire situation and what ends up happening?
Honestly, when I look at it, I think the big thing for me is going to be the what it means long term, not just for Texas and Oklahoma, but the ramifications. If we're going to usher in the era of mega conferences, then the reality is the Big Ten and the ACC are already partners on a lot of different levels, and working with the SEC from an ACC standpoint, because they're also partners on a couple different levels, is going to be very interesting to see how those ties play in or don't play into things. And I think that's going to be interesting. And then the Big 12 feels like the conference out of all the Power Five that's the most likely to be kind of shredded, especially with the knowledge that Oklahoma and Texas have already asked out.
We'll see what happens with Texas and Oklahoma. I personally think it would be pretty awesome if we had mega conferences. I'm not someone who cares about the tradition. I know, like, when I was growing up, there was a Big 8. Now it's the Big 12. We could get two Big 10s. Who the hell knows? Michael, let's talk about ways we can make money on this college football season. Big Ten Media Day is going on right now over in Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis. Let's talk a little Big Ten right now. I'm going to give you the odds right now to win that conference at our show sponsor, Bet Rivers. We've got Ohio State as the favorite, minus 200. Penn State, plus 800. Wisconsin, plus 900. Iowa, 14 to 1. Jim Harbaugh and Michigan at 18 to 1. How do you handicap, Michael, the Big Ten conference this season?
I wouldn't touch Michigan with a 10-foot pole. I mean, is that crazy to say?
You tell us. Nope. We'll find out, right?
I wouldn't touch them. Their quarterback situation is incredibly dicey. They're a team that's led by a coach and a coaching staff that still thinks you can win games at 20 to 17 instead of trying to score 40 points a game, which is something that I do credit Nick Saban with realizing that's what football is now. So I wouldn't touch Michigan with a 20-foot pole. I think that Iowa is maybe one of the more intriguing teams because they are so well coached and so focused. I just don't know that they can get over the hump. Ohio State is the team that we all expect to win for a reason. And it's because they combine being well coached with getting over the hump and having remarkable athletes and obviously guys that always get picked in that first round.
Is there then value, do you believe, Ohio State winning the entire thing? I think they're at plus 400 right now to win the championship.
Ooh, that's a good name. You know what? Yeah, I think so. Well, here's the thing. We don't know what's going to happen with DJ Uiagalelei. We don't know what's going to happen with Bryce Young. So you have two question marks at the quarterback spot. Alabama, and I know they have Henry To'o To'o coming in from Tennessee to be their leader on the defensive side of the ball. But Alabama, who's their marquee defensive player this year from an Alabama perspective, right? We don't have one. And so they are definitely subject to being taken advantage of with respect to I don't know if it's going to be Ole Miss and Lane Kiffin or if it's going to be Texas A&M with Jimbo Fisher. But the reality is Alabama is – they are – on the they this is a if you're going to beat Alabama, this is the year to beat them. And so it'll be interesting. And obviously you have the unknowns of Brian Harsin at Auburn, but for me, yeah, I agree. Yes, I think this, if there was ever a year, I think Ohio State for this year could be very interesting.
Michael, I want to circle back to the Big Ten here. And once we get to like the middle of the conference, right? And if there's a team that you think could exceed expectations this season and maybe surprise, maybe like we saw Indiana do last year a little bit. Indiana's one of these teams in the middle of the pack. Minnesota's a team in the middle of the pack here with PJ Fleck. Scott Frost in Nebraska also in the middle of the pack. Give us a team in the Big Ten outside the big ones, right, that you think could maybe surprise this year.
I'm going to go Indiana. I think that Indiana, like, they're well coached. They've got a coach that really cares about his players. And I think that's going to be really interesting to see Tom Allen go out there and get it done. Indiana is going, they're going to beat somebody that they shouldn't beat. And it's going to be because that team's ready to rock and roll and they're fully prepared.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
beyond that, are there any other teams that you think really we are not talking enough about? Because generally speaking, when we talk about the championship and the championship game and the playoff and all that stuff, it's like the same six teams over and over again, you know, and it ends up being the same four teams that are in it, it feels like. So, I mean, is there somebody that we are not thinking of beyond Indiana that we really need to be paying attention to for this season alone?
For this season, for the playoff, obviously, I hate to say obviously, but UNC is certainly a name that a lot of folks have touted out as a sort of dark horse or black horse, whatever you want to call it, like a way to get into the title game because they don't have Clemson on their regular schedule. And if they get Clemson in Charlotte, they have an opportunity to win that. Or if they go undefeated for the rest of the year, they have an opportunity to lose it and still get in, which is going to be interesting. And Notre Dame's going to be quite interesting to me as a team, replacing their quarterback, but they have a lot of talented players, and they're a team that doesn't really fall off. And in that same vein, it's Boston College, who is – Boston College has an opportunity to be, what, second in the Atlantic in the ACC, which means they could be a fly in the ointment. And outside of that, I think that – if we're talking about the same six teams all the time, those six teams are what? Ohio State, Oklahoma, Georgia, Alabama, Clemson, and I guess Florida, or am I missing one? But
Notre Dame, Oregon, you know, like I think you named the big five, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so for me, I think that I'm very curious to see what Sark does at Texas. I don't think that they're going to be in the national championship picture, but I'm very curious to watch them in terms of watching teams. And then the Pac-12 as a whole is a conference that we hardly ever scratch on because they've been in that space twice. One time, obviously, Oregon got to the national championship game, and then obviously we saw Washington go down to Alabama without a fight. So I think the Pac-12 is going to be interesting to see if they can elevate. Whether it's Jimmy Lake or it's Clay Helton, if somebody can elevate in the Pac-12, now you've got an opportunity, especially with the slate that they're playing.
You bet. BetQL, Nick Costos, Chris Ranji, in for Ken Barkley on a Thursday. Talking college football with Michael Felder, college football analyst for Stadium on Twitter, at In the Bleachers. Michael, I want to ask you the same question I asked you about the Big Ten. Give us a team in the middle of the pack that you think could have a big year. And I want to ask you that question about the SEC, where all the attention obviously goes to Alabama and then Georgia and then behind them, Texas A&M and Florida and other teams as well that we always hear talked about in national circles. Is there a team in the SEC that you think could potentially rise to the occasion this year and surprise folks?
No. I've done this for a while. I know that's not the answer you're supposed to give. And you're supposed to have an answer that's like, oh, and this team, if they do this and if they do that. But realistically, I am – so let's
like no Ole Miss love, no Matt Corral love, like no love for Lane Kiffin.
Right, and that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put them on a spectrum, right? So we have Alabama up here, and then closer to them we have Florida and Georgia, and that's okay. And Georgia and Florida, whichever way you want to put them. But over here – it's like maybe Matt Corral can do something really cool and push this team up closer. But the reality of it is like what we're dealing with, I'm more worried about Ed Orgeron and him being able to keep this job than I am about LSU being a threat to get into the playoff. I'm more worried about South Carolina and Shane Beamer just driving their car off a cliff before we even get to signing day in December, then I am about them making noise in the SEC East. And so, and Mark Stoops, I like him. I think he's fantastic, but I don't think he's a real threat, even in a year where Florida is still going to have to figure things out with Emory Jones. So, yeah, I it's same with Brian Harsin at Auburn. It's going to take him a year to figure it out. So I am less inspired or intrigued by the SEC because I think that things are more likely to go sour than they are to go sweep for a lot of teams.
Dabo this past week, just a couple of days ago, actually said something to the effect of he likes the game back when the, you know, the top 25 meant something. I'm not exactly sure what that means. He doesn't like the expanded playoff. What do you think the fallout is going to be when they do expand this? Because of, ultimately that's going to happen. We know they want it.
Yeah, I'm not into it. Honestly, I am. Somebody sent me a text the other today, actually, that said, "You Dabo sounds a lot like you." And the reality of it is I want teams to actually be good. I don't want to make it easier to get in. I'd like for it to be harder to get in. I thought it was really hard to get in when we were in the Bowl Alliance, or the Bowl Coalition, or obviously the BCS, and then you get to the playoff. And it's. I like for it to be harder to get in because I want you to be good. I want your good to be met, to be made on merit, not just on ranking. And I think that what Dabo said, the top 25 meant something. I think what he meant was it wasn't just looking at records or looking at stats. It was looking at teams and realizing this team belongs in the conversation. And having teams belong in the conversation is important. And I don't know, I just – at the end of the day, and I think I've said this on the show before, and I'm going to say it again, but I don't think people like football. I think people like television, and football happens to be a lot of people's favorite show.
Yeah. Well, I like football, but I like television also. You know what? I like more games to bet on. Give me 64 teams in the playoffs as far as I'm concerned.
Michael, fantastic.
Yeah, listen, me and Mike Leach on the same for, I think, multiple different reasons. Michael, great job here on the show. We appreciate having you on. Everyone check out his work over at Stadium. Follow him on Twitter, at In the Bleachers. Stay well, man, and we will talk to you soon here on You Better You Bet.
Sounds good. You guys take it easy.
Michael Felder joining us here on the show. I feel very strongly about that, Chris, and I say this consistently on the show. Anyone that doesn't want more games, I feel like, definitely doesn't gamble, doesn't like to play fantasy football. It's just nuts. Give me 1,000. Every single team can enter the playoff as far as I'm concerned. Give me more games. I want more.
Look,
always more.
In the end, the best teams are going to filter their way through. I know that for somebody
and if
like
not, who cares?
Right. And right. But if that's the kind of thing you do like, you know, I want the best teams, the two best teams in the final. Okay, I understand that. It's probably going to happen more years than not. You might get that upset early on, and that's what Dabo doesn't like. He doesn't like that added possibility that his team gets bounced early on. It's the only reason he doesn't like it, so the rest of the stuff is nonsense. But for the rest of us,
in Coastal Carolina or whatever, that ain't happening, yeah. But I understand.
Yeah, but that's what he's thinking. But for the rest of us, it's great. The more, the better. The more teams included, the better.
Yeah, it's like Ryback famously said in WWE, feed me more, give me more games, more things to bet on, more things to play fantasy with. That's my mantra, because it is all about me and you.
I want you to be happy.
And watching. Yeah. You know who else wants me to be happy?
You.
We're going to be happy on the other side when we get some NBA draft player prop winners with Anthony Amico from Establish the Run. He's going to join Nick Costos, Chris Ranji to break it down, and it's coming up next on a Thursday.
How should you bet tonight's player props? The Prop King, Nick Costos, has your answers on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.